With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A horrible debate performance by President Biden forces lawmakers to deal with a crisis that could affect the election.
At this point, the White House and campaign have said Joe Biden has no intention of dropping out of the race against Donald Trump. But Democrats are asking urgent questions about his age and capacity to be president. With each passing day, more and more Biden allies in the Democratic Party are openly questioning whether he should be on the ticket, and if not, then who? Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, following days of no direct communication between Biden and congressional leaders, the president is now reaching out. Biden's made calls to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democrat Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Congressman Greg Stube says thousands of Americans could lose their jobs if former President Trump does not win the election. He tells the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill, it's because Trump tax cuts will expire unless they are made permanent.
For every small business in America to get a 20% increase in their federal income tax, they're going to have to lay people off. They won't have a choice. They won't be able to expand. And you think we're in a bad economy now? We'll be in a horrible economy after that. If Trump doesn't win in November and the tax cuts don't stay permanent, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to lose jobs.
Full interview will be broadcast this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Salem News Channel. Delta Airlines is apologizing after spoiled food forced a pre-dawn emergency landing at Kennedy International in New York Wednesday. Delta says Flight 136 was traveling from Detroit to the Netherlands when it was diverted to JFK. It's unclear whether anyone was sick, but medics did meet the plane when it landed at 4 a.m. in New York. Delta says it's investigating what happened and is apologizing for the inconvenience and travel delays. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the woke agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
They also said they're doing away with all DEI programs. Abortion advocates are going to court to try to overturn Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents. They're arguing that the ban cannot stand after voters in 2022 approved a sweeping constitutional amendment that enshrines abortion. Michigan's Medicaid program pays for childbirth and birth control and sterilization, but not abortion. This is SRN News. Federal wildlife managers plan to kill one species of owl to save another.
U.S. wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained marksmen into West Coast wilderness to kill almost a half million barred owls in the coming decades. The goal is to help spotted owls, which are being crowded out by the larger barred owls. Past efforts to save spotted owls focused on protecting their habitat, but the proliferation of barred owls in recent years is undermining that earlier work, threatening spotted owls with extinction. Rich Thomason reporting.
Heat watches and warnings are in effect for 110 million people throughout 21 states for the holiday weekend. Some western states could deal with historic heat over the next few days, with temperatures possible of 115 degrees in some areas. Excessive heat warnings are in place for parts of Arizona, Washington, Oregon, southern Nevada, and much of California. More details at SRNnews.com.